Daf is Daf Mem Day. So we got to around seven lines down. The Gemara quotes a new Brice here, Tanu Rabbanan, Tzitzis ain't Tzitzis Ela Anaf. What does the Lashon Tzitzis even mean? So it means something like a wing, something that sticks out, strings that are hanging out. V'cheinu Omer, the Gemara brings a pasuk that appears in Yecheskel. It says, V'yikacheinu b'tzitzis roshe, you take the tzitzis, the head, referring to hairs from a person's head, we call that tzitzis. Anything that kind of sticks out is considered, that's called tzitzis. V'amar Bai says, V'tzarch lefroda ki tzotzisa daramai. You have to separate the strings from each other, just like apparently the hair of the goyim would stick together. They'd separate them when they'd get stuck. I don't know exactly how the hair was, but there's in to be mafrid the tzitzis from each other. There is a machlokes rishonim, whether this is only true when there's tcheles. You have to separate tcheles from Lavan, or even nowadays without Tchelis, the strings should be separated. And we assume that even our strings, even without Tchelis, there is a requirement to separate it. There's a discussion whether or not that's something is Ma'akev or not Ma'akev. We, of course, pass on the Chazanish says it's not Ma'akev. One does not need to. One should, but does not need to if they don't separate it. It's simply an Indian of Zekeli Vanvei, an Indian of Hidr Mitzvah. But if one doesn't do it, then one still gets a Mitzvah, of course. There is a remez they bring down, I think, in the name of the Arizal. The word tzitzis stands for tzarech yafrid tzitzis tamid. That's what tzitzis stands for. Tzarech yafrid tzitzis tamid. You always have to separate it. The post can point out if a person is late to davening, that a person what?
It's tzaddik.
Is it tzaddik? Is it? Let's see. It's tzaddik. I think they bring it down in the Mishabura. It's tzarech. But either tzaddik or tzarech. A person always has to separate the tzitzis all the time. A person, let's say, is late to shul and he's going to busy check his tzitzis, he's going to miss baruch or something like that. That person certainly should not do that. But if one does have a chance, one should separate even our tzitzis. Gemara then says, Tanu Rabbanan hitil al hakeren o al hagdil ksherot. Let's say you put the tzitzis mamish on the edge of the tzitzis or in the gadil. Rashi explains the first narrow line down. Gedil is referring to a chut ava v'chazak, a very strong, a thick string, that's on the beged. Techila, kedei shelo yehei noach likare. The end of the tzitzis, we have, they have a stitching to hold it tight, a little like on the border, to keep it strong, extra stitching, to put the tzitzis on that part, or on the keren itself, that would not, one would be kosher, that would be good to put tzitzis on, but we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, posel b'shen, he thinks it cannot be mamish on the corner, or on the edge, the whole of the tzitzit has to be further away from the edge of the talus. So the Gemara explains, Kaman Azla, Hadam Rav Gidal Marav, which Tana does Rav hold like? What does Rav say? Amarav, tzitzit tzricha sheteino tefes al hakaren. The tzitzit should be hanging over. Not that it should be on the karen, but should be hanging. The lachit, people don't know this, but when you have the tzitzis, it's supposed to be hanging on the side. Let's say this is the beged, this is like the square. The tzitzis shouldn't be hanging this way. It should be hanging off to the side of it, so it's hanging on top over the corner. From this side, the vertical of it, not the horizontal part, not the bottom of it. That's how it should ideally be, and you should continue to switch it. If not, you still get the mitzvah. What's brought down in the post, which should definitely not be on the corner, because the tzedukim say, Karen has to be dafka on the corner. We say not on the corner, definitely not on an angle. It should ideally be off that way and then hanging, or if not, it could be hanging straight, but definitely not on the corner. So then the Gemara says, Shetaino tefes al kerner, should be hanging over the corner. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, al kanfe bigdayem, on the corners of the bigdayem, it should be hanging on the corners, not on the corners. Come on, who this is whole like? This must be like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says it's possible to be mamish on the corner. That's how we paskim. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzarach sheyarchik melekasher godel, has to be a distance of the thumb. Rashi explains the distance really is. If you look at sheyarchik melekasher godel, tzarach sheyagbienu minasafa, that the hole where the tzitzit goes in should be a distance from the lip, from the edge of the talus, melekasher godel shir hatziporin im basar ad perek harishon, the nail plus the skin until the first knuckle. So that first knuckle, the length from the tip of the thumb to the knuckle, that's how far away the hole should be from the edge. And so the Gemara says, we just have this in Rabbi Yaakov, it has to be that distance away. If you remember, Rabbi Papa a couple of days ago taught us that it needs to be three finger lengths away from the corner. So which one is it? Is it the thumb or the three finger? So the Gemara explains, you need both dinim. Why? Because the Rabbi Papa had Rabbi Papa, that has to be three etzbos away. Havamina toch gimel delo lichak tvei. It can't be further than three finger etzbos away, but kama de makariv malayit, but you can make it as close to the lip as you want. Therefore, it's Rabbi Yaakov to tell me, no, it can't be closer than the first knuckle of the thumb. And even the dinner of Yaakov, had I only had the dinner of Yaakov, which is the one we have here, that it has to be a distance of the thumb, the first knuckle of the thumb, Havamina, Melo Kesher Godo, the little car of Trey. Don't make it closer than that to the edge, but Kama Dirachik, Mali Trey. But Mali, the further away you make it is better. Tzricha Rapapa, to tell me that no, it can't be further than three etzbaos. So between the Melo Kesher and three etzbaos, that's the distance of where the hole for the Tittus should be placed. The two holes?
Yeah.
That's that Rizal. Yeah. So then the Gemara says that Ravina Rav Sama Haba Yasve Kamidir Rav Ashi and Chazir Rav Sama Lakarna the Glimidir Ravina the Sasir Batsim Mimali Kesher Goda. So they observe that Ravina's talus, that the hole was actually very close to the tor, and it was very close to the edge. It was closer than the first knuckle of the thumb. So they said to him, Amalei lo saver la mar lahad Reb Yaakov, do not hold Reb Yaakov that the whole of the tzitzis cannot be that close to the edge of the talus. Amalei b'shas asir tomorrow. So Ravina explains to him that's only when you initially make it. But sometimes over time it wears down and the hole gets bigger and bigger, ends up being closer to the edge, and that's fine as long as shas asir it was made the proper distance away. Ichsaf. So then what happened, so Rav Sama got a little bit embarrassed that he didn't know this halacha that's only applied during Shas Asiyah, but afterwards it can get closer to the edge. So Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says to him, not to worry, don't be so embarrassed. Lo titka falach, don't get so upset that you didn't know the halacha. Kitzchad minayu, kitrei minayin. Because one of our people from Bavel are greater than two of you, Bnei Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Ksubas tells us that Rav Kana was from Bavel, and some murder took place. His Rebbe told him to run to Eretz Yisrael. He learned by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard that this is a great Talmud in the Shir of Kana, and he was going to be asking questions. He didn't ask any questions to him, and he looked up where is this great person who came, this fox that came from Bavel, became a sheep. He's so quiet. So Rav Kana took that as a challenge, and he started to ask questions to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, let me see who that person is. He looks up his eyes. He had these long eyebrows. He couldn't see. He looked up, and Rav Kana was laughing at him. Rav Kana wasn't really laughing, and Rav Kana had a lip that looked like he was laughing, but he really wasn't laughing. Rav Yochanan got Chalisha's Adas. He said something, he looked at him, and he died. And then the next day, he wasn't there anymore. He said, what happened to Rav Kana? They said, you killed him. So Rav Yochanan went to the kever of Kana, says, let the Rebbe come into the Talmud. The snake didn't open up. Let the Talmud go to the Talmud. The snake didn't open up. Let the Talmud go to the Rebbe. The snake moved out of the way. He went into the kever of Rav Kana, brought him back to life. And now he says, I know the Torah is not ours in Eretz Yisrael. It's yours of Bavel. And we say a person from Bavel with the Harifas of Bavel and the Avir, the Ari Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael, that combination of Rav Kana becomes greater than Ben Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the basis of this idea is. Chad Minai, one of you from Bavel are greater than two of Ben Eretz Yisrael. So don't feel so bad that you do not know that halacha. Those Bnei Bavel are very, very sharp. Then the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Rami Dalid Vayifle Mi'ayif Umayle Beglime Vavikle Mivik. So unclear exactly what the case here is. He took, again, Rami Dalid, he took four strings, Vayifle, and then he kind of bent it over. So now it's bent over. You have eight of them folded over. You have eight of them, really four that's bent to eight, folded to eight. Umayle Beglime. He put the folded amount, which eight strings folded, goes to the hole of the glima. Vavikle, and then kind of wrap the end of the strings to the loop of the other. They have a picture of mine. I don't know if you have a picture in yours, but there's a little picture. You kind of loop it through. And then, Kisavar Ba'inan Tamna Beglima. You need to put eight strings into the hole, and that's why they took the four and folded it over. Kihecha de Lehebe Gedil Gedilim. This way you have Gedil Gedilim. Gedil means two strings into four strings. B'malkum Psil. I don't really know the calculation, to be honest. I don't really. I look through the words here and the pictures. I don't really get the image so much. It's not what we do, though. Rav Yirmiya, Medifti, Rami, Tamnei, he took eight strings and just looped, he didn't fold them, he just put eight strings right through the hole, then when they hung over, Dine Shitzar, and they end up having 16, because each side has eight, so it's a total of 16, V'la'avikle, he wouldn't fold it over, and Mar, Brei, Ravina, Avid, Kididan, do what we do, which is four strings, and you put four strings through the loop, and now you have hanging four on each side, totaling eight, and then we tie them and wrap them over, that's how we paskin. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Rami Dalad Vay. I did that already. Sorry. Rav Nachman Ashkechelu Rav Ada Bar Ava Rami Chutei Vekamivarich Lasos Tzitzis. So Rav Nachman observed Rav Ada that he was making tzitzis, and he said the bracha Lasos Tzitzis. Samar Lei My Tzitzis Shemano Hachi. What am I hearing? That I hear you saying the word tzitzis. You're saying a bracha on making tzitzis. We don't do that. Amar Rav Tzitzis Ein Tzricha Bracha. You don't need to make a bracha on making of tzitzis. How can we say a bracha on the making of tzitzis? So the Gemara says, "Kinach nafshei de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna passed away, Al Rav Chisav Chisav Wanin Lemirma Dirav Adrav went to ask a question. I guess when he was dying, he asked Rav Huna the following stira in the positions of Rav. Mi Amar Rav Tzitzis Ein Tzricha Bracha. Does Rav really hold you don't make a bracha on making tzitzis? For Ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Minayin LeTzitzis Ba'Oved Kochavim Shei Psula, that a goy cannot make tzitzis. Shenemar Daber El Bnei Yisrael Vasu Lehem Tzitzis. That Bnei Yisrael Yasu, only Bnei Yisrael, only Yid can make tzitzis. Lo Ha'Oved Kochavim Yasu, but a non-Jew can't make them. So Vahai My Rumi, what's the question? Why is that anything to do with the bracha? His question was about making a bracha. This talking about who is allowed to make the tzitzis. What's the kasha? My rumya. So I'm Rav Yosef. This is what it means. Kasava Rav Chista kol mitzvah shekshera be'ovid kochavim. Any mitzvah that a goy can make, b'yisol ein tzarach levarach. And then Jew does not make a bracha on making that mitzvah. We'll look at Rashi to explain in a second. Kol mitzvah shepsul be'ovid kochavim. Any mitzvah that a goy may not make, so then Yisrael tzarach levarach. Then he does have to make a bracha. And since a goy cannot make tzitzis, so a Jew should say a bracha on the making of tzitzis. Look at Rashi. Kol mitzvah shekshera be'ovid kochavim b'Yisrael eino tzarech bracha. Den yachal lomar asher kiddushanu. He can't say that we are sanctified. Why? Because the ha'ovid kochavim nami kashuba, that a goy can also make it. So you can only say asher kiddushanu b'mitzosa, that we are sanctified with the mitzvah if it's exclusive to a Jew making it. So this is the yesod. So we see from here, since a non-Jew cannot make tzitzis, one should say bracha on the making of tzitzis. So before getting to that question, figuring out the answer, the steer and whether one does say bracha on making tzitzis or not, look at Tosis towards the top here. Dibra mascha minayin letzitzis bovi kochavim shipsula. How do we know that a non-Jew can't make tzitzis? Mashmaha isha ksheira. The implication is that a woman may make tzitzis. Only a goy is excluded. But lo amrina, we don't use the principle kol she'ena l'bilavisha ena basiyah. There's a cloud. The Gemara we're going to see in Amud Beis. If a person can't do the mitzvah, then they can't make the mitzvah. It's only true when the pasuk says. So, for example, ukshartem uksaptem. The pasuk says to tie and to write. Since we know women are pater from tying tefillin, so they're pater from writing tefillin. But it's only because the pasuk says ukshartem uksaptem. But there's no pasuk that says levisha. They have to wear tzitzis. Look at Rashi Tosa says. Again, lo amrina, we don't say kol she'ena b'levisha ena basiya. Since women don't wear tzitzis, they can't make it. We don't say that. It doesn't say the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. We know we're supposed to wear them, but the pasuk doesn't use the word levisha. It only says by kalayim the isra of levisha, but it doesn't say that tzitzis you have to wear it, even though it's understood. And since the pasuk doesn't say levisha, therefore they may make tzitzis. Now it is a big machlokish rishon. Others argue and say women cannot make tzitzis at all. It's based on the pasuk B'nei Yisrael, just like we said B'nei Yisrael Yasu V'lo Ovdei Kochavim. We also say Lo Nashim. So this is a big machlokus in the poskim, and we assume that women should not make tzitzis. Okay. The Gemara now says, "This interesting Diver Yol." A quick Diver Yol. If you have to go, it's still early. There's a discussion in the Achronim. We say the bracha Shalasani Goy. In the morning we say Shalasani Goy, and they all ask, why do we say Shalasani Goy? Why not say She'asani Kedushas Yisrael? Why not say in the positive, why are we saying we're not a Goy? So according to the Taz, he says, because the Machlok is Beisil Beishamai, whether or not it's Noach Lal Adam She'yatzer or not, whether it's good that we were created or not created. And we paskin that's better that we were not created, but now that we're created, it's better that we do what we're supposed to be doing. So since it wasn't good to be created, we say in the negative Shalasani Goy. Since we were created, at least we are not made into a goy. And that's how the Taz teaches the lashon of shalos ani goy. So then the Bach doesn't like this. His father doesn't like this. The Bach says no, because had he said she'asani kedushas Yisrael, we can't then say shalos ani isha, shalos ani eved. We couldn't say all the other things that we say, and therefore we wanted to kind of build up. So first we say shalos ani isha, and then we say shalos ani eved, and so on and so forth. So therefore, that's why we have such a negative terminology. But the Divrei Yol says no differently. The reason why we say Shalosani Goy is because this Gemara here. The Gemara tells us that a Goy cannot perform mitzvahs. To say, once you're creating us, thank you for not making us a Goy, because then we couldn't make these mitzvahs. Now that's what the understanding is. That's why it says Shalosani Goy, because the Goy were not bechlal the certain mitzvahs. That was his understanding of the Nusach of the Bracha. Okay, either way, we have a machlokas here, whether or not one should say a bracha on the making of tzitzis or not. So the Gemara now says, is this really a klal? Is this really a principle that we should stand by? medium wide lines down in the Amud here. Hare Mila Dikshera Belved Kochavim. Hey, Bris Mila is Kasher by a non-Jew. The Tanya, the Baraita tells us, Ir Shein Barofa Yisrael. If there's no Jewish doctor, Jewish Moel, the Yeshua Rofe Arami, Rofe Kusi. And you have two options. There's one who's an Arami, which is a non-Jew, and one's a Kusi, a certain tribe, unclear whether they're Jewish or not Jewish. Who should you go for to be the Moel if no Jewish Moel is available? So the Gemara says, Yamul Arami Va'al Yamul Kusi, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Better to have the non-Jew do the Mila than the Kusi. Okay, we're concerned the Kusi sometimes are more dangerous than the non-Jews. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kusi V'Arami. He says, no, better to have a Kusi than it is to have Arami. Okay, machlok is which one's better, but either of Yisrael, we see that a kusi is kosher to be a mo'el, if it's no other choice. Ubi Yisrael, tzarech levarich. And yet there's a bracha that we say, damar mar, hamal, one who does mila, omer baruch, hasher kedushan v'mitzos v'itzvan al hamila. So Gemara says, we said the principle above was whenever a goy can do the mitzvah, so we don't say a bracha, we can't say hasher kedushan, that we are sanctified because a goy can do it also. But here we have an example where goy may do the mila, and yet we still say a bracha. So this principle doesn't stand. So the Gemara says, "Midi hitaimi." Does this really make sense? Ela l'Rav. We hold like Rav, and Rav mifsal pasa. Rav actually holds that goy cannot do a mila, and therefore he's consistent that just since a goy cannot do a mila, that's why we taka do say bracha asher kiddushanu. Where do we see Rav hold this way? The Itamar was stated. How do we know a non-Jew cannot do a bris mila? Dar bar papa, mishmei dirav, amar, v'ata is brisi tishmer. Only Yid could keep the mitzvah mila and can preserve it, can perform another mila, not a non-Jew. Rabbi Yochanan brings another source, amar, himol, the only one who's mol can do a mila to someone else. And since a non-Jew isn't mol, and since he doesn't have a bris mila, he's not allowed to perform the bris mila. Either way, we see the Rav is consistent that since, again, a goy is pasul from doing a mila, he therefore is going to, we do say a bracha. Okay, there's a interesting discussion. Tosfos Rut asks a question. How come a non-Jew is kosher to do a mila, but he's disqualified from doing the mitzvah of shechita? What's the difference? What's shechita and mila? He ends up saying very simply because shechita requires a lot of details. There's a different psulm that could ruin it if you do it in this way, you do it that way. A lot of details of how shechita should be done, and therefore we don't trust the goy. As opposed to bris mila, apparently it's a very simple slice, and therefore we do trust a goy with respect to that. So there's an interesting question the Achronim ask. So we say, now how can bris mila, how could it be doche Shabbos? We have a klal in Gemara Yavamo, so we only say ase doche los ase, that the mila could be doche los ase of Shabbos only if there's no other way around it. But if you could avoid doche the los ase, rather do away without having to be doche los ase. For example, osa shatnez and tzitzis is a great example. That we know you're allowed to wear shatnez, tzitzis, linen and wool if you have tchelis. The mitzvah tchelis is doche the los ase, but that's only b'di'evi we paskim. Ideally, even if you have tchelis, better for you to have woolen wool or linen and linen. Why have the ase of tzitzis doche the shatnez? B'di'evi it works. If there are no other options other than the wool and linen that you have, you're allowed to wear it. But you certainly should try to avoid violating it. So now if we know that a goy can perform a bris mila, so isn't it better to have the goy do the mila on Shabbos and not have a Jew do it to be ase doche los ase? So that's a question a number of the Achronim ask. So a few answers are brought. One is that even though when a goy does a mila, it's not considered a mitzvah. The child's mohel. There's no longer arla. That's definitely part, 100%. That's definitely part of it, whether mitzvah's in the ma'isa mila or being mahul. So the understanding here of this is the understanding of the Chassam Sofer. He says, even though when a goy does a mila, the child is considered mal, he no longer has a mila, doesn't have an arla anymore, there's no mitzvah that was performed. So if you have a goy do it, there's no mitzvah. So we'd rather do it in a mitzvah way, and therefore we say ase docha lo sase. But of course it depends on whether or not the mitzvah isn't being the ma'isa mal, ma'isa mila, or the mahul. If you assume the mitzvah is about being mahul, so then a goy performs a mitzvah. If you think it's about the ma'isa, then the goy cannot perform the ma'isa. That's one suggestion. So you're allowed to point. So there is no shlichas by a goy, though.
Right.
Since even though I have, as a father, have an obligation, if I point him, shlichas doesn't work. If I point that mo'el, Jewish mo'el, he can be my shliach and my representative. It will be the mitzvah of mila that the father accomplishes. what do you mean, nafkamina?
If it's bismano, so then you have a mitzvah
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Which means even if it's nebizmanoi, so there you have a, you want to say when you use a guy to make an afkamina, then maybe we'll be over the eye.
Say have a guy do it on the Shlomo's mano.
Right.
That right. That seemingly, according to Chassam Tover, there wouldn't be a mitzvah still. It would be allowed,
right,
but you wouldn't perform, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. The Karen Ora says, no, the only heter of using a non-Jewish mol is only when no Jews are around. So when the Jews are around, there's no heter. And therefore, that's not considered a efshai day acher. Yep. Sure. I met a guy a few years ago who grew up in a non-Jew... Father isn't Jewish, his mother is Jewish, he wasn't raised Jewish. He found out he was Jewish. He went to the hospital and got a mila from a local doctor somewhere in Europe. And it wasn't a Jewish doctor. He wasn't sure whether he had to do a Tavas Dan Bris or not afterwards. This guy was 24 years old. Okay. Gemara now says, last six lines of the Amadir, Sukkah, Misaile, Tefillin Habit Tiyufta. The concept of Sukkah is a support for what we've been saying, and the concept of Tefillin is a Tiyufta to what we've been saying. What is the discussion here? So the Gemara explains as follows. That sukkah, the haret sukkah, the ksheir b'ovik kochavim, a sukkah right around the corner, we know that it's kosher if it's made by an ovik kochavim. The Tani, the Baraita tells us, sukkas ovik kochavim, sukkas nashim, sukkas behema, sukkas kusim, sukkas mikomakum ksheira. Whether it's made for a goy or by a goy or for animals or for whatever it was made for, all types of sukkas, as long as it's made for sale, for shade, I don't care who built it, it's considered kosher. Ubilvad, sheitei misuchachas kilchasa, so long as it's, of course, properly covered and properly made. Ubiyisrael ein tzarif levarich, and the yid doesn't have to make a bracha for making the sukkah. The tanya ha'os the sukkah la'atzmo, omer baruch ata Hashem v'kim ha'klam, she'achayon v'kimen 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 l'zman hazeh. Balei sheba, if he comes to sit in the sukkah, omer baruch ata Hashem v'kim ha'klam, asher k'dishan v'vitzos ha'vitzvanu la'ashilei sheba sukkah. There's machlokas, Ram and Rav, whether or not you stand up, say the bracha, and then you sit down. You have to do over l'siyasam. And according to the Rav, and the Rashi says, no, you sit down and say the bracha sitting down. The bracha leishev is not on the mice of sitting, it's on the mice of eating. So, and being in the sukkah. So this machlok is when exactly you sit and stand for that bracha. But either way, the ilu la'aso sukkah lo mivarech, there is no bracha on the making of a sukkah though. You don't say a bracha on the making. Why not? Since a yid, rather, since a goy may make a kosher sukkah, we can't say the bracha of Asher Kedushanu b'mitzosav v'tzivanu. So that supports this principle of the Gemara. However, Harei Tefillin Tiyufta, Tefillin goes against this. Harei Tefillin, the psulas wa v'kochavim, the Tefillin may not be made by a goy. The Tani Rav Chinina b'rei d'rava, he taught us the following on Amud Beis Mipsharna, that's where he came from. Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzas, Shekasin, Tzeduki, Kusi, Ovi Kochavim, Eved, Ish, Vakatan, Mumer, all those individuals are psulin, shenemar, ukshartim, ukhsavtem, kol sheyeshnim akshira, those who are chayv and kshira, a regular ben yisrael, yeshnim akshiva could write it. Kol sheyeshnim akshira, those who don't tie it, like a goy, or like a isha, ain't akshiva, they can't write it. So we see that since it's possible to be made, you would think a yid should have to make a bracha on the making of tefillin, since only we can make it. Yet we find ben yisrael, ain't tzarech levarach, the yid does not make a bracha when making tefillin. Deshalach rav chia bar rei, derav huna, Mishmei the Rav Yochanan, Al Tefillin Shayad, Omer Baruch Hashem Kedushanu B'Mitzvah Vitzvanu La Nif Tefillin, Al Tefillin Shirosh, we say the bracha Baruch Hashem Kedushanu B'Mitzvah Vitzvanu Al Mitzvah Tefillin. We only make the bracha on wearing the tefillin, Ve'ila Lasa Tefillin Lo Mevarech. So we don't make a bracha on the making of the tefillin. Why not? Isn't the principle whenever a goy may not perform the mitzvah or make the mitzvah, we should say the bracha? Why is there no bracha on making the tefillin? Ella, we have a new principle. Lav Hainu Taima. Kol mitzvah, this is not the reason. The following is the reasoning. Kol mitzvah shde'asiyasa gemar mitzvah. Whenever the making completes the mitzvah, could go mila. When you make the mila, the mitzvah is complete. Av agav d'ksheir bovi kacham, even though a goy could do it, b'yisrael tarach levarach. Meaning it has nothing to do anymore with who can perform, who may not perform. Rather, it has to do with whether the asiyah is a completion. When you do the mila, it's complete. That's when you say the bracha. The kol mitzvah, Dasiyasa lav gemar mitzvah, whenever the making of the mitzvah is not the completion of the mitzvah, meaning kagon tefillin, when you make the tefillin, that's not yet the mitzvah. The mitzvah is wearing the tefillin, so therefore, avagav the psulos b'ovid kochavim, even though a goy cannot make the tefillin, we don't care who can and who cannot make it anymore, it's all about the gemar melacha, gemar mitzvah, b'yisrael eino tzarach levarach. And therefore, we don't say a bracha when making tefillin, since that is not the completion of the making of the performance of the mitzvah. So the Gemara now says, then finally, when it comes to Sukkah, sorry, Betzitzis, the Machlokas is B'Hakim Mifakli. Mar Savar Chovas Talasu, Umar Savar Chovas Gabru. what's the nature of the chiyuv of tzitzis? If it's chavas talis, so when you've made the tzitzis, it's complete. The gavra, rather the chefs is complete. The talis is complete, and that's gemar mitzvah. That's why one would say to say a bracha on making the tzitzis. But the other opinion, which is how we hold, is a chavas gavra. Just because the talis is prepared, if I have not yet worn it, I have not performed the mitzvah. It's not the gemar mitzvah until I've worn it. Therefore, you do not say the bracha when completing the making of the tzitzis. Right. Which machshava did we see by tzitzis? I don't remember. I mean, is it saying lishma, the part of lishma?
Yeah.
And therefore, what? So it's a question now, yeah?
That you have to have the intention that it's you're making it l'shem tzitzis, and I don't remember.
Right. We have to have this idea of lishma. It has to be made l'shem tzitzis. How is that relevant here, though? We have by tefillin as well, lishma and tzitzis and sefer Torah has to have lishma. There's a concept in karbanos. We do have the concept of lishma elsewhere as well. Take a look at toes on the top here. Dima asked for ilu. Two lines down at the end of the line, he quotes to the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says matzrich levarach asiyas tzitzis sukkah tefillin. The Yushalmi argues on the Bavli, and you do say a bracha on the making of these mitzvahs. And the understanding of most achronim is that there's a machlokus whether or not making a mitzvah, hechsher mitzvah is considered a mitzvah bifnei atzma. According to the Bavli, hechsher mitzvah is simply getting to a certain later goal, and therefore the hechsher is insignificant. But according to Yishalmi, even making a hechsher mitzvah, even making tzitzis, sukkah, and tefillin, that alone is considered a mitzvah bifnei atzma, and therefore does warrant a separate bracha. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says as follows. Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi, asan hachim asisan, you learned it from here. Anan hachim asisan, we learned it from a different source. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, minayin le tzitzis, bovei kochavim, shekshera, how do we know that a goy may perform tzitzis, make the tzitzis? Shenemar, it says, daver el b'nei yisrael v'asu lehem tzitzis, yasu lehem acherim. It can be made, as long as someone else makes it, it's kosher. Even though it says, daver el b'nei yisrael, as long as it's done, ayidei acherim, that's considered kosher. The Gemara now says, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Asan mina kotzim. Let's say you make them from kotzim. Kotzim are like the leftover strings after making the beged. Or mina nimim are strings left over from the beged itself. Mina garadim, I don't know what garadim are. Do you have a definition there? I don't know.
That's fringes.
Fringes, okay. Different type of fringes and leftover strings. So all these are possible. The reason why they're possible, Rashi explains to us, is because you need to have lishma, right? It has to be like we said before, lishma. Mina sisim is made from the sisim. How do you define sisim here? Let's see.
Balls
of thread. Okay, these are kshera, because they're not yet part of the beged, and you could thread them in properly. That's kshera. Ki amrisa, kamei de Shmuel, when they said this in front of Shmuel, amar af min asisim psul, even from the balls of thread are also disqualified. Why? Ba'inan tfi lishma, because even the making of the strings initially have to be made lishma l'shem tzitzis. Ketanai, the Gemara says it's actually a machlokas tanaim. Tzipan zav, let's say you take tefillin, and you cover that gold, or shetala lamb, or behemoth tamei, or you put on top of it some non-kosher animal's skin, psulos, it's disqualified. If it's or behemoth Torah, kosher, if you put kosher animal skin on top of the tefillin, it's actually kosher. V'yapa pishul avdan l'shma, even though it wasn't avda, it wasn't tanned or made, it wasn't, the leather wasn't pressed, l'shma, it's still kosher. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, omer af or behemoth Torah, psulos, ad shi'avdan l'shma. He thinks, no, even the behemoth Torah is going to be disqualified until you made it avdun lishma. This machlok is when the ibud, which is the process of preparing the leather, whether that has to be l'shem tefillin or not l'shem tefillin, just like by tevia, making the initial threads, does that have to be made l'shem tzitzis or not l'shem tzitzis? So same exact machlok is by tefillin we have by tzitzis. Gemara now says, Amar le'abayli Rav Shmuel by Rav Yehuda, hat chelasa hecha tzavisalei. How exactly does one make the process of tchelis. Well, there's a process. It's not simply you just squeeze out from one of these snails or worms or fish, whatever it is. You don't just squeeze out. There's a process involved. So what exactly is that process? So the Gemara says, you do as follows. How do you dye it? Amar le masinan dam chilazon. You bring the blood of the chilazon and saminan and some spices and or some chemicals, raminan lehu, and you throw them into a yora, a big vat, and you boil it up together. Vishaklina porsa bevasa, and you take some of the dye into a eggshell. Vitamina lay beorder, and you kind of test it out in something, see the color if it's the right color. And shadina lay lahu biasa, that shell has to be thrown out. It's disqualified from being used, but that was just like a test. Vikalina lay leudra, and then you end up burning the rest of the dye, and that's how you create the dye. Okay. This is something similar to the way they have tcheis nowadays. This is a similar process into how they actually get from the dam chilazon to the actual color that we have. And nowadays, it seems to be pretty similar to the process involved. Okay, so we learn from this story nonetheless. Shmamina tlas. We learn three halachas from this little piece here. Shmamina tiyama psula, that the testing out, like tasting, the testing out is possible. That first shell and eggshell that you use to test the color, that can't be used. That's number one. Number two is shmamina debeinan tzvi lishma, that you have to do the tzviya l'shem tcheles, not l'shem testing it out. And shmamina tima pasla, that also telling us that tasting it and really testing it out also disqualifies it. So Gemara says it seems like three things are all the same halacha. Hainu tima, hainu psula, hainu tima psula, hainu tzviya lishma. Saying that testing it out is disqualified is the same as saying you need to die l'shem tzitzis. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, yeah, ma tam kamar. The Gemara is explaining what's the reason. Ma tam tima psula. Why is the initial test of die, why is that disqualified? Mishum deba'inan tzvi l'shma. Because you have to test, we have to rather do the coloring, has to be l'shem tzitzis. And since you did it l'shem testing out the color, not l'shma, therefore it's disqualified. The Gemara says it's really katanai, it's really machlokis. Tanayim, whether or not the dye has to be lishma or not. What's a machlokes? It says tama pasla. The testing it out is possible. Mishum shenemar kaliel techeles. We have kaliel techeles means has to be lishem techeles and can't be lishem testing it out. Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai Omer. He says no. Afilu marasheni shebakasher. No, even the second level, second twice removed, that's still kasher. You could test it out and use it on one beged and transfer the tcheles to another beged as many times as you want. You don't need to have lishma. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, mishum shenemar yishni telas. The color telas can be used even a second time as well. Here too, when it comes to tcheles, it can be used a second time. Okay. So we have another machlokas about whether or not lishma applies to tcheles. Let's read a little bit further here. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us that Tcheles ain lem bedika. When it comes to Tcheles, you can't really check it out. Why can you check it out? Because it's unclear whether or not it's Tcheles or Kali Ilan, that tree that had the same color as Tcheles. There's no, once you have a piece of Tcheles, you have no way to know what the source was. There's no way to check it. Vein nikchas ele min mumchan. Therefore, you can only buy from an expert, someone that you trust, that you didn't play any games, that you know for sure you got it from the Dam Chilazim. Tefillin yesham bedika. When it comes to tefillin, there is a way of checking them out. What does it mean? You could check it out. You could check whether or not there are chaseris v'yaseris, whether extra words or letters or missing letters. That's something easily you could check. And so, nonetheless, even though you could check it on your own, afapikin ein nikchan ela min amumcha, it's best to buy it from an expert this way to make sure everything was done properly. Svar mezuzas yesham bedika. You could check a sefer Torah and mezuzah. You could read inside whether there are any mistakes or not. V'nikcham mikol adam. You're allowed to buy them from any person, even though it wasn't done ibur lishma, even though they may not have prepared the parchment with the lishma, it's still kosher from any person. Fine. Then the Gemara goes on to add challenge a point of tcheles ein lem bedika, but there is an interesting tosus here. Dibur maskel tefillin yesh lem bedika. It goes on to the next page. It's a decent sized tosus. What ends up happening here is there is a machlokas whether or not lemaisa one does require checking tefillin or not. He quotes a mechilta, a medjish, that says, it says in the pasuk yamima. Yamima is understood to mean once a year. It says yamima in the context of tefillin. So the medjish says that therefore every once a year a person should check tefillin, and some have the practice every single chodesh elul to have their tefillin checked. Tosus himself doesn't like this pshat. He thinks that would be incorrect to do so, and one should not check the tefillin so frequently. He quotes at the end of Tosus a position of Shimusha Rabba, who says that you should check it twice every 7 years. Halach lemaisa, the Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that one should not check it nowadays since our tefillin are made so well and so strong. By checking that actually ruins it more. Better if, as long as you know you bought the tefillin from a kasher mumcha, a kasher sofer, best to never check unless there's a reason to, unless it was left out in the heat or a person had wet hair when he put it on. Other than that, he felt that one should not check it. So there's a big machlokas whether one should check it or not. As a side point here, in terms of the Indian of checking, the Yeshua Yaakov says we see from here that there's an Indian to do bedika midiraisa. There's an Indian to check things on the deraisa level. So what is that referring to? So when it comes to, let's say, shechting animals, there's always a chashash that maybe there's a trefa. So after you shech the animal, you check the lungs, you check different parts of the animal to see if there are any trefas. So the Yeshua's Yaakov says, that's a requirement deraisa. Just like we have that tefillin, you have to check, it says the word yamima. You need to check tefillin once a year, according to the measures, so the chiv deraisa, to check tefillin. So to check a shechted animal, there's a chiv deraisa. The Meshech Chachma argues and says, no, they're very different. When it comes to the tefillin performing a mitzvah versus a losa, say, avoiding in lav of trefa, what's the difference? He says, you don't have to check trefas. We could rely on the chazaka that this animal is a good animal. You could check it if you want, but you don't have to. Let's say there's a trefa and you miss the trefa, you're not responsible. Because the Torah tells us that onus rachmana patre. If an onus happens, you're pater from any averis. So as long as you follow chazaka, that most animals are kasher, and you didn't check it, even though lemaisa it may have been a trefa, if you didn't check it, you're not responsible because onus rachmana patre, you're onus. You're relying on a chazaka. When it comes to tefillin though, if you didn't check it, so you can't say onus. Onus only exempts you from getting a lav, but an onus doesn't give you a mitzvah. And if you're wearing tefillin that are actually puzzle, just because you're onus and you rely on a chazaka doesn't give you the mitzvah of tefillin, onus can only exempt you from a punishment, but can't give you a mitzvah. And therefore he felt that only tefillin, the Meshech Chachma says, only tefillin there is a requirement deraisa to check, but there is no requirement deraisa to check for trefas. It's a derabanan chiyah, but not a deraisa chiyah. Okay, we'll stop here. Sunday I'm not around, I have a bris to go to in Tinek.